Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business Magazine, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. This installment of the HMEB podcast is a special look at resupply. Now, before all you listeners think, sleep therapy, think again. Resupply applies to much, much more than sleep. And smart resupply programs can be a key revenue driver for a variety of HME categories. Here to talk about how providers of various items can optimize resupply for improved efficiencies and increased revenues, we have Morgan Doplick, who is the Director of Connect Operations for Brightree, and Margaret Linskog, the Director of Operations for Resupply LiveCall. Everyone listening is probably aware that Brightree has developed a variety of ways to help providers improve their resupply, and Morgan and Margaret are two of the people making that happen. Morgan and Margaret, welcome. It's great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks, David. Hello. Nice to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. So let's dive in. Morgan, Margaret, I think in the very beginning, it might be good to start with me asking you, why is resupply critical to today's HME provider?
You know, Dave, first and foremost, a quality resupply program has a direct impact on the provider's patient. Being able to provide a regular, efficient, successful program drives the compliance to the therapy that the patient really needs. And that helps ensure that the patient's getting what the supplies that they need when they need it, on time, every time. Having that regular recurring program generates a dependable, low-touch, profitable revenue stream for the provider as well. So it's really a win-win. It's a win for the patient. They're having their therapy needs met, and it's a win for the provider where they have that dependable revenue stream coming through.
So I know that Brightree is really working hard to expand resupply. What are some of the categories besides sleep that can benefit from well-executed resupply programs?
I'm glad you asked. So over the last several years, there's really been a distinct focus in the sleep area, but we've seen that what we've learned in the sleep space and what benefits patients in a regular resupply program in the sleep space have seen is that expanding what we learn and the benefits of a program to other therapies. So one thing we've done with Brightree is gone ahead and expanded into other key business areas that our partners are a part of in terms of incontinence, diabetic, enteral. In each one of those areas, we know that it's critical that patients are being resupplied timely and they're getting what they need and they're getting their full orders. And so really mimicking what we learned in sleep and carrying that over into other key lines of business that our customers are in has proved to be the next phase in terms of resupply.
Uh-huh. And these are some major categories we're talking about. These each one of these respectively has a fairly large patient footprint.
Absolutely. And really for resupply, not only is the footprint large, but the demographic of the patient varies as well. So it becomes that much more critical to make sure you have an efficient program that can handle different patients, different payers, different ages, different needs. All of that really comes together in focusing on what your resupply program can do.
Okay. Well, so you mentioned back a little bit ago that sleep therapy has really been sort of the test bed, the incubator, whatever you want to call it, obviously it's a proven business, for some really best practices, you know, developing some these kind of best practices when it comes to resupply. So what has the sleep segment learned over the past several years that can now be applied to some of these newer categories that are taking a second look at their resupply program?
So, David, one of the things that we've learned through the sleep resupply process is really setting the patients and the providers up for success from the patient setup. It all begins at the onset of therapy. And really looking at that initial patient education, focusing on changing out the supplies, whatever product line that might be, the reason the patient should be doing it and the benefits that they're going to see. Really setting the expectation with the patient, explaining the follow-up process and what they can expect going forward once they start their therapy and once they're at home with their equipment. And really starting from the get-go, we find that it increases compliance and sets the patient up for success from the get-go.
And are there other elements other kind of components to this in terms of having an effective resupply program, or is it really focused on getting the patient sort of set up right the first time?
That's definitely just one component, David. Obviously, having the technology behind your resupply program really drives making sure that you contact the patient effectively at the proper time, offering different modalities based on the patient's not only preference, but also their success is a key driver as well.
Well, now we're really into your wheelhouse. What are some of the software and IT and maybe business process innovations that you've seen over at Brightree and maybe just in the industry in general that have really helped to sort of make these improved resupply programs possible?
Yeah, so software really is the key to managing the multiple patients across multiple payers, multiple outreach methods, and multiple disease states now. Leveraging technology can take that burden off the HME and ensure that the patients are being contacted the right way, at the right time, the right supplies, and letting the software really do a good chunk of that work for you in managing the patient. That's a huge benefit to an HME provider. It allows the provider to identify, overcome the pain points or any bottlenecks that they have within their organization so they can really streamline that workflow, streamline their processes, really get to a consistent basis with their patients in a resupply program. Then they can shift after they've really mastered that software is looking at additional services that they can lean on to complement the resources that they have at the HME. So whether that is a live calling service that can help generate a more personal connection with their patients, or documentation retrieval service that can help with some of that paper chase. Those are additional service types of offerings that complement the technology and the software and really round out the end-to-end solution that a resupply program will want to have. But last but not least, however, is you've done all the work. You've set the patient up, you have them reordering, and now you want to be able to focus on your analytics. What does your data tell you? Do you have patients who are at risk of retention, or do you have opportunities to increase your maximize your orders? And that's really where the analytics component can come in. So making sure that you have good quality data that allows you to keep tabs on your patient base and be proactive when there's concerns or issues really ensures that the program you've really sought to build stays solid for you.
Gotcha. And, you know, I'm curious, in creating that kind of those kind of tools and you know, those analytics, have you guys seen any sort of frequent metrics or key performance indicators that are sort of coming out of this that are turning into the barometers, for a good resupply program?
Absolutely. On average, we usually see a provider that leverages an end-to-end resupply solution. Of course, the clinical outcomes improve, but they grow their business. And we see on average 30% increased resupply revenue, a 37% increased revenue per order. And then when it comes to retention, we see about a 9 to 10% improvement in overall patient retention, which we know just generates the downstream bottom line as well.
Wow. Repeat those percentages again for the audience. That's sure, pretty phenomenal. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So we generally see about 30% increase in resupply revenue, about 37% increase in revenue per order, and a 9 to 10% improvement in patient retention.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, so I know that Brightree has a lot of tools to help providers with this. And I think the most recent one I saw was Connect back at MedTrade 2018 in Atlanta. Maybe you could tell me a bit about how providers are starting to use that as part of their resupply. And maybe it's better to go back and sort of describe what Connect is first.
So at Brightree, our Brightree resupply solution, one key part of that is the Connect software itself. And that software is an integrated solution that really manages a provider's resupply patient base. It identifies the right patient at the right time for the right supplies. And then it allows the provider to make outreach to their patients to collect those resupply orders in a multiple of different modalities. So we've really sought with the software to not only manage that list, but make contact in the way that's most appropriate for the patient.
Yeah. And it's so happening right on their, like their smartphone, right? Like they might get a text or they might get a call, you know, depending on what they want.
It is. Yes. We can, but like I said, there's something for everyone. So If your patient's the kind that maybe is a busy business traveler and they don't want to be tied to a phone and they don't want to call in, a method such as, the patient hub, the patient engagement app that Brightree has, where they can get alert on their phone, letting them know that it's time to reorder their supplies. That's a really seamless solution for that patient. They could be walking through the airport and pop open the app and pop in their order and they're good to go. They know that those supplies are going to arrive on time when they need them. We have a solution in terms of more of an automated IVR solution. We have a guided work list that if you have staff at your location that is able and wants to make those calls, that's available as well. And then we also have our own live call service that Margaret, I'm sure would like to share more details on as well, but that can help assist your staff in making some of those same calls. So we've really tried to look at the patient base as a whole and recognize that no two patients are the same. We want to make sure that we're reaching the patient in the best way possible. And we've provided you multiple ways of doing that.
That's right. Cause you've got a couple more tools like Resupply Live Call and some documentation retrieval services. Maybe we could dive into that.
Absolutely. So the live call, we really work with your patients one-on-one as an extension of our HME's businesses, really providing that personalized touch, the ongoing education, and the support that many of our patients today need. Definitely is a very effective communication method with our older patient population, and as well as those patients that might be having a little trouble with their therapy, may need that extra support. And again, just calling those patients when they're due for supplies, offering the support, troubleshooting any issues they may have, and ensuring that we capture that order and maximize that order through education as well.
Okay, Margaret. So what about documentation retrieval services as part of a resupply program? How does that fit into the scenario?
So the documentation retrieval really makes it a complete end-to-end full-service resupply solution. We will get any CMNs needed, detailed written orders, prior authorizations, verify the benefits, collect co-payments, unmet deductibles, really taking away all of that paper chasing and financial piece of collecting that payment up front. So again, it really just puts a nice finish on a complete resupply offering.
And that is no small component to the program either.
You are definitely right, David.
All right. Well, Margaret and Morgan, this is a ton of information, but there's a ton more available. If listeners out there want to learn more, where can they go to get some more information?
They can go to our website at brightree.com/resupply or send us an email at info@brightree.com.
Okay. All right. So again, for everybody out there in the audience, that's brightree.com/resupply or info@brightree.com if you prefer email. All right. Well, this is fantastic info. I think you guys have helped us learn about how resupply applies to multiple categories, and you've given everybody out in the audience some solid ideas on how they can improve their resupply efforts. Morgan, Margaret, thank you so much for sharing your expertise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again to Morgan and Margaret both for sharing their time and expertise. I am sure that resupply is going to be a topic that will continue to expand in importance for HME providers across the industry and across multiple categories. That's something you can expect HME business to keep reporting on. All right, time to wrap things up on episode 7. Please, if you haven't already done so, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. If you want to stay on top of what's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com. Again, that's hme-business.com, and subscribe to our eSource weekly e-newsletter service. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. Again, that website is hme-business.com. And of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me. You can contact me on Twitter. Again, that site, that address is at Post Acute News. Or you can reach me via email at dkopf@1105media.com. Again, that's dkopf@1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.